a special edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It is celebrity night, and I have got $1 million I want to give away to the charity of any celebrity that can prove that they are smarter than a fifth grader. And let's meet my class, Cody, Mackenzie, guys. Well, you ready to meet your new classmate?
Yeah!
He is a professional singer who attended Stowe Elementary in Raleigh, North Carolina. Please welcome Clay Aiken! Now, let's tell everybody, you're playing for the Bubal Aiken Foundation?
Yeah, the Bubal Aiken Foundation. It's an organization that I started that includes kids. We include kids with disabilities into programs with kids without disabilities. So kids with developmental disabilities who can't go to summer camps, we put them in camps with kids.
That is awesome. Well, let's win some money for them today, okay?
Let's hope.
All right, well,
please help. We're helping children now.
Hey. I know you have millions of fans all over the world, but you have 5 new friends here today that are gonna be taking the same test that you're taking, and we're gonna let you cheat off of them. That's a good thing.
Well, it's not always a good thing, but today will definitely be
today
cheating.
Today it's a good thing. It's for a good cause. Pick one of them. Let's get started, Clay.
Olivia,
come on up here.
I need your help.
Hey, that's pretty cool. Clay Aiken's on the show, huh?
Yeah.
Don't let me down now. I've lost before.
She's smart. This is a good thing that you've got her up here. Let me tell you how the test works, Clay. On the board, you're going to see 10 subjects. Your first correct answer is going to be worth $1,000 for your charity. The 10th correct answer is worth $500,000. You get that far, we're going to give you one more question, and it will be worth $1 million. All right? Now, I know you're playing for charity, so we want to make sure they get some money. At any point, you can drop out with the money you've earned up until that point. But before you leave, we have one little rule on the show.
Okay. What is that?
You see the camera right over there? Before you leave, you have to agree to look into it and tell millions of people, I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
Okay.
We got a deal?
Okay, we'll do it.
All right. Let's find out. Is Clay Aiken smarter than a fifth grader? Now, Olivia, we have 10 subjects up there. If you had to help Mr. Aiken with a couple of them, what would they be?
Spelling, animal science, English, nature, and social studies.
So everything, essentially, is what you've done.
Yeah.
But the good thing is it's the bottom part of the board. I don't know if you have a strategy on how you want to attack this thing.
Well, I know it's not animal science that I'm any good at, so I'm hoping you think you're good at animal science?
Yeah.
Even though it's first grade. Woo! Okay, we'll do first grade animal science.
First grade animal science! You're facing your fears here.
I am, yeah.
All right, for $1,000, Clay, here's the question. Which of the following animals is not native to the African savanna? Giraffe, lion, or brown bear? Which of the following animals is not native to the African savanna? Giraffe, lion, or brown bear? Your classmate Olivia has locked in her answer. What are you thinking?
Which of the following animals not native African savanna? I have actually been fortunate enough to go to Africa, and I know I've seen giraffes, and I've been to the zoo and seen lions, and I think they're in the African part of the zoo, but I'm pretty sure that brown bears are not. So I am gonna go with brown bear, and I'm gonna lock it in.
The Bubal Aiken Foundation has got $1,000. You're exactly right.
See how easy it is? Okay. I'm not gonna go crazy. I'm not gonna say it's easy yet.
By the way, everybody in the class had it right. You got $1,000 for the foundation. Let's double it. Let's turn it into $2,000. Pick another subject.
Okay, Olivia, help me out. What do you think? You look kind of smart to me, so I'm thinking you think you can pull off a second grade question, too?
Yeah.
Which one?
Not math.
Just not math. Oh, yeah. Trust me, that ain't my subject either, honey. I ain't trying to do that. Second grade English. Will
second grade English, all right. See, us guys from the South, we get a little nervous when we have to take on an English question.
That's why you noticed I skipped the spelling part, because I would...
All right, for $2,000, Clay, here is the second grade English question. True or false? The word true is an antonym of the word false.
I'm so confused.
True or false? The word true is an antonym of the word false. Olivia has locked in. See, where we come from, antonym means like...
Your family.
Yeah.
Your aunt and uncle and all that. But I
didn't even have to explain it to you.
See, Southerners, we get that stuff.
Yeah, my
but
I believe coming over
yes,
next Sunday
are.
Afternoon. Yeah.
But I believe an antonym means the opposite, and so that would mean the word true is an antonym of the word false, so the answer is true. Wait. You're making me nervous with the laughter there, Jeff.
No, it's just, I'm so confused just by the question. And your explanation was exactly right. You've got $2,000.
Thank you, Olivia.
Nothing to it.
Okay.
Nothing
well, we
to
haven't
it.
Get cocky yet. We'll see.
Now, they can only help you two questions at a time, so you need to pick another classmate.
Cody.
Cody, come on up here.
I saw Cody dancing backstage. I'm gonna need some tips from you. I'm gonna need some pointers from you. You were dancing backstage.
Yeah. Cody can dance a little
anytime.
Bit.
you don't have enough time to train me how to dance, Cody, I promise you.
You're not a good dancer?
What?
Yeah.
No.
No. No.
No.
When I dance, people pledge money to find a cure for what's wrong with me. Well, you got a lot of help here in this classroom. You've got 2,000. Let's turn it into five. Go ahead and pick a subject.
I'm gonna be a chicken right now and I'm gonna do spelling. You can help me with spelling, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. First grade spelling?
First grade, I hope so.
All right. The $5,000 question is coming up when we come back. Grader, it's Celebrity Night, and our contestant, Clay Aiken, is playing for the Booble Aiken Foundation. You've got $2,000. You're playing for five. Clay, the first grade spelling question is, how many times does the letter R appear in the following word? You're wanting us to show you the word,
aren't you? I was hoping. I was thinking that'd be coming up.
The word is error.
Error.
How many times does the letter R appear in the word error? Like the shortstop made an error on the play.
Error.
Cody has locked in his answer.
Okay, Cody. This is kind of a tricky one because it sounds like it's error. I'm pretty sure that there are three R's in the word error. And I'm confident enough in that.
Wow.
I'll
let's see what these guys over here said. Three, error,
Hello.
E-R-R-O-R. All right, you're pretty confident. How do you think you spell error?
I think you spell it E-R-R-O-R.
Let's take a look at the board and see how the word error is spelled. It is spelled E-R-R-O-R. You got Now, it says on your card, and I didn't know this about you, you used to actually be a school teacher.
Yeah, I taught special education. Yeah. So it's a little bit different. And I taught third through fifth graders, so it's, it's coming back to haunt me now.
Third through fifth grade. Well, you got a lot of help here in this classroom. You've got $5,000. We're going to try to double it right now. Seven subjects on the board. Pick another one, Clay.
Okay, we'll do second grade social studies.
Second grade social studies. For $10,000, the second grade question is this. The Oriole is the official bird of what U.S. state? The Oriole is the official bird of what U.S. state? Cody has locked in. Wow. Now, you've been all over the country.
You have toured the country. I think I have a pretty good guess because I would assume that it's Maryland because of the Baltimore Orioles. But, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, basing it on a sports team doesn't make much sense, so I don't.
Oh, we've had people base it on a lot less than that on this show.
So.
But here's the good news. These guys were in the second grade a lot more recently than you were.
True.
Let me explain your cheats really quickly. You have two of them.
I need them.
Once during the game, you can peek at your classmate's paper over here, see if you like their answer. Once during the game, you can copy their paper, but you have to go with their answer. And you have one save, meaning once in the game, if you answer incorrectly, but they have the right answer, they save you, and we keep going.
Okay, let's hope I don't need saving here. I was planning on saving my peek and my copy for math and literature. I feel so much pressure here, Jeff. I really don't see any other reason that it would be anything other than Maryland. Baltimore is in Maryland, yeah. Maryland.
Clay, I'm feeling bad because you said that you felt like I was almost...
I'll take responsibility.
You're going to take responsibility
if I get out. It's my fault. Unless Cody saves me.
Well, you are totally responsible for the right answer. You got $10,000. It is Maryland.
Cody, thank you, sir.
Yeah. This next number... This next number's a big one, because if you had flunked out of school up until this point, you would have left with nothing. You get this one right, the foundation is getting no less than $25,000 today. You got six questions, three classmates. It's time to pick another one.
Mackenzie.
Meet Clay Aiken.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
All right. Mac, we want to win money for this foundation.
What are you good at?
World geography and math and then nature.
All right, she likes math, nature, and world geography. Two third grades and a fourth grade.
Okay, we'll do nature, third grade nature.
Nature, third grade nature.
Now, I have no clue, so I'm going to count on you. Nature.
We want the foundation to win lots of money, all right? Listen carefully. The third grade question worth $25,000 is gonna be revealed right after this. Welcome back to our celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our contestant, Clay Aiken, is doing awesome. You have both your cheats left. You have your save left. How you feel so far?
I'm okay. I'm feeling okay.
You're okay?
Yeah.
All right.
This is a room that's given me some luck in the past. This building right here.
This is actually
the same stage that American Idol.
Right.
I'll get right up to the end and then lose.
You know what? I think you've done all right. I mean, multi-platinum albums, touring the world. And right now we're doing good stuff. We're winning money for our foundation. Yes. The third grade question worth $25,000 is Fuji and Gala are both varieties of what fruit? Fuji and Gala are both varieties of what fruit? Mackenzie has already locked in her answer.
I eat peanut butter on these very fruits often.
Really?
Yes, on these very fruits, both Fuji and Gala apples.
Whoa! And apples is the right answer. You got $25,000. How about that, Miss Armstrong? No matter what else happens today, you're leaving here with at least 25 grand.
That's good. So this one is a free question.
Yeah.
So So this question's kind of a freebie then.
This next question is kind of a freebie because you got 25 grand. Even if you miss it, you've got 25 right. grand. It's the only question on the board where you don't really get back money if you miss it. You're halfway to the $1 million, Clay. Halfway there. You have both your cheats left. You have your save left. We're in good shape.
But I am not touching the math question. let's see.
World geography.
Any ideas?
Well, if you don't want to touch math, then world geography.
World geography? I'm not overconfident in geography, but I am moderately confident in geography, so we'll do world geography.
Fourth grade world geography. The fourth grade question worth $50,000 is, what city is the capital of Italy? Rome, Milan, or Naples? What city is the capital of Italy? Rome, Milan, or Naples? Mackenzie has locked in her answers. Now, you're a world traveler.
I've never been to Italy, actually, before. I didn't even know Naples was a city in Italy. I'm not gonna lie. So I imagine it can't be that one. I'm pretty confident that it's Rome.
Okay, and you still have cheats. Remember
that.
You've got to save.
I feel pretty comfortable with saying Rome.
And you trusted your gut before.
And it worked for me. Milan is not the capital of Italy. I know that. And I thought Naples was in Florida, not in Italy. So I'm pretty comfortable with Rome. I'm gonna make that mine. This is the free question. If I miss out, I didn't lose anything.
Clay, you said you thought Naples was in Florida.
I think it still is, isn't it?
It still is.
Oh, good.
But there is also a Naples, Italy.
Oh.
But it's not the capital. Rome is. You got $50,000. Four subjects, two classmates remaining. Pick another classmate. Sierra.
Sierra, it's getting tough. It's getting real hot up here. What do you like?
Well, I like you.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, so we know you have good taste. We know you have good taste. Now, what do you do in school?
Definitely world history.
Okay, let's do world history then. Fourth grade world history.
World history. And here's the cool part about this game. Up until the $1 million question, you can hear the question and still drop out, okay? Listen carefully. For $100,000, the fourth grade world history question is... coming up right after this.
I knew it.
Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It's Celebrity Night, and our contestant, Clay Aiken, is playing for the Booble Aiken Foundation. You have $50,000. You are playing for $100,000. The fourth grade world history question is, Puerto Rico was a colony of what country immediately before the U.S. gained possession of it in 1898? Puerto Rico was a colony of what country immediately before the U.S. gained possession of it in 1898?
Ooh, she was fast.
Sierra has locked in her answer, and you're doing the Paula Abdul face
right now. wow. Okay, well... before the U.S. gained possession, so it obviously in the U.S. And I would assume it's a Spanish-speaking country, but I don't think Mexico had any colonized anything, but I'm not confident in that. I am absolutely not going to answer this one blindly. My gut says that it would be Spain, but I'm going to peek at Sierra's answer.
We'll lock that in.
Okay, I'm committed. I need to be committed, but okay.
You wanted to peek. If you had had to guess without the peek.
If I had had to guess without the peek, I probably would have said Spain, because I can't think of another Spanish-speaking country that would...
So you would have said
Spain. I would have said Spain.
Your classmate, this cute little 10-year-old girl, said Spain.
Great minds think alike.
Great minds think alike. She's very smart. The problem is, you have one, and I'm not completely sure that I do.
Miss Armstrong, I see what you had to deal with. Well, we've had a couple of other times in the game where you trusted your gut. What are you thinking?
I'm kind of comfortable with Spain. I mean, Mexico didn't colonize anywhere, and no country in South America that I can think of would... They were all colonies themselves, so why would they colonize anything?
And it's probably not Maryland, because we've already
because
had
we've
a
already
Maryland.
Had a Maryland question. Yeah. Could be Florida. Let's see. I'm pretty comfortable with Spain. Oh gosh, I may be killed for this, but I'm gonna say Spain. See, now you're gonna make me sweat it now, aren't you?
I don't want to, because I love it when people play for charity. There's no easy way to do this, Clay.
Okay, do it.
Your foundation has $100,000!
Thank you!
You're welcome! Oh.
$100,000!
That's good. That's good. That's about funding 10 summer camps for what we do. We can.
Oh, that's awesome! That is awesome.
We have a goal this year to fund 100 summer camps. It's about $10,000 to fund each summer camp. So that's 10.
10 summer camps out of the way, right there.
That's good.
That's great. We are down to only 3 subjects before the million-dollar question.
Oh, they're all yelling literature now. I really... How bad was I in math? I was horrible in math. But Ms. Armstrong says math, too, so I'll do math. Third grade math.
Third grade math.
I am going to regret this.
The third grade math question, worth $175,000, is coming up right after this.
I knew it.
Celebrity night on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our contestant, the one and only Clay Aiken, has already won $100,000 for the Boodle Aiken Foundation. As you said right before the break, that covers 10 summer camps.
Yeah, it does.
That's an awesome thing.
My knees are getting weak.
You didn't win on Idol. I want to see you win this
whole
thing.
Thanks for reminding me. I appreciate that.
Tonight. I want to see you win the whole thing tonight. Okay. There is no second place on the Fifth Grader show.
I can make one.
With a lot of trepidation, you picked third grade math. You ready to see it?
Okay.
For $175,000, here's the question. If Nathan has 8 pies and he cuts each pie into eighths, how many pieces of pie does he have? If Nathan has 8 pies and he cuts each pie into eighths, how many pieces of pie does he have? Sierra has locked in her answer.
You know, I have to be honest with you and tell you that I am horrible at multiplication, but I am pretty sure that 8 times 8 is 64. But you told me to go slowly, so I'm actually going to add it in my head right now. Everyone talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
Hey, Clay, if you need to take your shoes off, it's okay, okay?
8 times 8 is 64. Lord, if I get out on an 8 times 8 question, I am going to be some kind of mad at myself. 8 times 8, last time I checked, and it was a long time ago, was 64. There's no other thing it could be. It's 8 times... I'm really got to check this out. I know, I'm very embarrassed. Nathan has 64 pieces of pie. Well, of course, she can save me, and I know she knows math. She knows what 8 times 8 is. She can save me. 64. See, they don't look as excited now. This time, every other time I've gotten an answer right, they've been jumping up and down.
Woo! You've engaged it by
them. But this time, Nathan was sitting over there going...
Well,
I feel a little nervous.
Let's see if Sierra can save you. Sierra said 64.
So she can't save me, but she's very smart. So I feel very comfortable now. That was kind of false.
And that would be your comfortable face,
yes.
Right? Yeah, that's his comfortable face. Clay.
Mm-hmm. How many summer camps?
17 and a half. You're right.
Thank you.
8 pies cut into 8 pieces equals 64 pieces of pie.
Okay, Nathan.
Very good, Sierra. Nathan, come on up here, buddy.
I am counting on you.
I'll tell you a little secret about Nathan. Nathan always likes to get picked at the end, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
He's our closer.
Oh, good. That's good. Definitely need a closer. Now, Nathan, you have to tell me your favorite, because I still could lose. So which one of these is better for you? He's like, neither
literature.
One. You're just thinking, you just kind of went like this, literature.
Neither of them are my best subjects, but literature is...
I'm glad I picked you last too, Nathan. Thank you.
Literature's fine.
He's comfortable with literature, then that's what we shall do. Literature, fifth grade.
We've been doing this show for a while. It's very rare to see this test in this condition. This is rare air on this show. This is worth $300,000. You could be the first $1 million winner on the show.
Now, it's up to you, Nathan. No pressure.
No pressure. Listen carefully. Don't answer too quickly.
Don't worry.
$300,000. The fifth grade literature question is, what 19th century British author wrote the novel A Christmas Carol? What 19th century British author wrote the novel A Christmas Carol? Nathan is locked in.
Okay.
Though not quickly. Let's talk this out.
I noticed that it took him a minute to lock it in. Now, this is the one with the ghost of Christmas past and present and future, and it's got Scrooge in it. 19th century British author was Charles Dickens.
So, the last piece of advice I said is don't answer too quickly.
And I answered fast. I know, but I'm moderately confident about this, and I still have my save.
The question, what 19th century British author...
Now, can I see what he wrote? But to make me feel better, maybe?
I kind of usually like to run the game and let you do the singing, but if you want to feel better...
I would like...
I will show you what Nathan wrote down. Nathan wrote... Mark Twain.
Okay.
Feeling better now, Clay?
Well, no. Because I'm positive it's not Mark Twain. I know it's not Mark Twain, so I'm hoping that it's Charles Dickens now. Lord, please.
Let's see what the class over here said.
Olivia looks very confident.
Lewis Carroll. Lewis Carroll.
Charles Ludwig Dodgson. Cody, that's a very creative one.
And Charles Dickens. How you feeling now?
I'm still feeling pretty confident about Charles Dickens, actually.
What 19th century British author wrote the novel A Christmas Carol? It was Charles Dickens. You got $300,000. We're going to be playing for $500,000 when we come back. Welcome back to a celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our contestant, Clay Aiken, got $300,000 for his charity.
30 camps.
30 camps.
That's good. That's a good number.
30 summer camps for the kids.
We don't have to put
one question remaining, so I don't even have to ask what subject you want.
I think I'll take U.S. history.
You think you'll take U.S. history?
I can drop out afterwards if I don't like the question.
You can hear the question and drop out with $300,000.
Yes.
You do have to do it in front of your fifth grade teacher, but you can drop out of school. The fifth grade U.S. history question worth $500,000 is published in the 1780s. The Federalist Papers were written by Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, and what man who would later be a U.S. president? Published in the 1780s, the Federalist Papers were written by Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, and what man who would later be a U.S. president? Nathan locked in.
I figured this would happen. 1780s, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay. Not George Washington. Later become a U.S. president. John Adams was already president in the 1780s. Don't think it was Thomas Jefferson. James Madison wrote the Constitution. And after that, I really don't know who presidents are. I think it's James Madison, but I tell you what, 30 camps is a lot to drop down to two. And a half.
You do have your save left, and you have your copy left. You were saving them.
Yeah, I was.
For this very thing.
But the thing is, either way, it's out of my hands. I'll tell you what.
I will tell you this. It's not Ryan Seacrest.
Well, see, I was thinking that, so I must not be on target. Federalist Papers. It's either Monroe or Madison, I think, but I'm not confident enough to guess. And I don't feel like I'm confident enough in Madison or Monroe when I have to pick one anyway, so.
Are you confident in Nathan?
Well, I don't know. I want to be. I believe in Nathan. But the Mark Twain thing kind of freaked me out. $300,000 for the foundation and for kids to go to summer camp is way too much for me to risk. I'm gonna have to drop out.
Okay. I'm assuming, just for giggles, you'd like to play this out.
Yeah. Let's give it a shot. I probably would have said Madison, James Madison, Monroe Madison. Can I say Munradison?
You could and you'd be wrong.
I probably would have said James Madison.
James Madison. Let's see what Nathan said. Nathan said James Madison.
So please don't let it be James Madison. God, it's gonna be James Madison, isn't it? Okay. Okay, Nathan, make me feel really bad.
We call him the closer for a reason.
Oh!
He was right. You were right in what you were thinking. You would have had $500,000.
It's okay. Not a problem. Nicely done, though. Very, very nice. Very good. You too. Thank you.
But
it's okay.
The Jubal Aiken Foundation has $300,000.
That's great. That's excellent.
That is a great day.
That is.
Helping kids go to summer camp. What a fun show.
Absolutely.
What a fun show, and I'm so happy for the foundation.
I am. It'll do a lot of good. A lot of kids will get to go to camp. So.
You're a quality human being and a man of character, and you made me a little promise. You made me a little promise. There's the camera. Let the world hear it, Clay.
I'm Clay Aiken, and I may not be smarter than a fifth grader, but I know when to take the money and run.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.